On the eve of the opening Olympic ceremonies in Brazil, a new investigation into USA Gymnastics uncovers some disturbing details.
As athletes are gathering in Rio, a stunning report from the Indianapolis Star and USA Today Network dominated this day. It found top executives in charge of gymnastics' national governing body for years routinely ignored allegations of sexual abuse by coaches of young athletes, in some cases going back to the 1990s. The report said USA Gymnastics had files on more than 50 coaches around the country. Claims that had long sat in drawers at its office in Indianapolis. That included a former coach, Mark Schiefelbein. The news report said gymnastics officials had a thick file of complaints about him for years before he was convicted of sexual battery and sexual exploitation of a minor. Former gymnast Becca Seaborn says he molested her as a young girl. Her parents learned of the extensive file USA Olympics had only after he was convicted.
Our daughter now is 26 years old. This happened when she was 10 and 11. And for it still to be where it's at and for them not to have changed anything, it just makes me sick that this is still happening, that these children are not being protected, and it's just not fair. The Olympics are going to start. These kids are going to want to go jump the gyms and, you know, be just like these heroes they see on TV. And it just starts all over again. And it just makes me really sad.
In another case, the report found gymnastics officials had sexual misconduct files on coach James Bell 5 years before he was arrested for molesting other gymnasts. Kaylin Maddox-Britsky said she was seven, you know, when Bell inappropriately touched her, and she is angry at USA Gymnastics.
Any corporation that puts their reputation above safety, honestly, isn't something that I would want to be a part of at all. And I was part of USA Gymnastics for a very long time. It doesn't matter who you're protecting. It doesn't matter that they're part of your organization and you want to save face. How about saving me?
In a statement, Steve Penny, the president of USA Gymnastics, said the organization is, quote, committed to promoting a safe environment and, quote, believes it has a duty to report to law enforcement, whatever circumstances warrant. But he also said the group seeks firsthand knowledge whenever allegations arise and noted, quote, we feel the Star left out significant facts that would have painted a more accurate picture.
For a closer look at all this, we turn to Marissa Kwiatkowski. She's an investigative reporter for the Indy Star, which is part of the USA Today network. And Nancy Hogshead Makar, a three-time Olympic gold medalist in swimming. She's a lawyer and the CEO of Champion Women, which provides legal advocacy for girls and women in sports. For the record, we invited USA Gymnastics to appear, but no one was available. And we want to thank both of you for joining us. Marissa Kwiatkowski, to you first. Help our audience understand the role that USA Gymnastics plays. What is it to the sport of gymnastics?
USA Gymnastics is the sport's national governing body. So they set the rules and policies that govern the sport of gymnastics in the United States. They also are the ones who select the Olympic team, the team that will represent the United States in the Olympics.
Now, the report today suggested something like 50 coaches may have been involved over a period of how many years?
We know that USA Gymnastics compiled sexual misconduct complaint files on at least 54 coaches between 1996 and 2006.
And so we're talking about something that allegedly went on for a long time.
Well, the issue of sexual misconduct has been a problem in all different kinds of sports, all different sort of disciplines over a long time.
So, Marissa Kwiatkowski, USA, as we just heard, USA Gymnastics is saying, we feel the Star left out significant facts that would have painted a more accurate picture. What do you think they're referring to?
I'm not sure what they're referring to. I can tell you that we feel that we were extremely fair to the information that they provided. In fact, on our website, IndyStar.com, we do have all of the questions that we asked them, along with all of their responses, so the public can see for themselves specifically what we asked and what they responded. We've also posted their statement that you're referring to in its entirety on our website.
So what is their best explanation for why these files sat there and why people, parents weren't notified, why this wasn't more public, why something wasn't done sooner?
Well, we don't know at this time what's in those files because they are sealed by the judge in the criminal case, and USA Gymnastics has declined to release them to us. They cited the privacy of those involved. But we do know that those involved allegations of sexual misconduct against coaches. We don't know whether or not those were investigated by USA Gymnastics or whether they were reported to authorities.
And do you have any sense of what happens next after that, now that this report is public?
Well, we have a number of articles that we're continuing to work on this topic that will be coming out through IndyStar and USA Today Network in the future. But specifically to the lawsuit is ongoing, so the judge will at some point rule both on our motion to intervene to get access to those documents and also to the plaintiff's case.
Let me turn now to Nancy Hogshead Makar. What was your reaction when you first saw this story?
Well, I was aware of this rule. I knew that United States Swimming also has a similar rule, which says that it'll only review complaints that are filed by either victims or parents of victims. And that rule is not required by the sports law, by the Sports Act, or by any sports law. And it's sort of a random rule, but it works to keep national governing bodies from having to go and do these investigations or go and file reports with the police or other authorities.
Was there an awareness, staying with you, Nancy Hogshead Makar, was there an awareness that this might have been going on over time?
Well, the issue of sexual abuse in club and Olympic sports is one that I've been working on for a number of years. So you as an employee are protected by Title VII. As a student, they're protected by Title IX that requires that schools investigate and sanction those abusers or sexual violence. We got the President of the United States involved. But when it comes to club and Olympic sports, there is no civil rights protection for them. So these national governing bodies, what they'll say in court is that we don't owe a legal duty to the kid who was harmed, that the club should handle it, that the parents should handle it, that other people, but not the national governing body, should handle it. So consequently, you get these rules like the one they have, which says that unless the kid makes the complaint, they're not going to do anything. And we know that molesters are very good at getting kids to be quiet. I mean, that's why when we find out about molesters, somebody like Sandusky type, you just find dozens, if not hundreds, of cases.
So what is the recourse then for parents, for men or women who may have been involved in a case of molestation years ago or currently? What can they do?
Yeah, there's not the same legal protection. And so that's consequently why it's hard to hear about it, why we don't hear about a lot of it. And so it's usually people who are deeply in the sport that know best about just how bad it is and where the problems are, things like what the Indianapolis Star revealed in their investigation. But if a parent thinks that they have a problem, I mean, they should definitely report to their national governing body. Because we know that both parents and victims will do an investigation, that they will report to the appropriate authorities.
But one of the things that's so disturbing is how young these children were, 7 years old.
Absolutely. These are, small children. The easy part for governing bodies to do is the education piece. The much harder part is getting the coach out. It's you know, listen, police have a hard time dealing with sexual abuse and getting and convicting these people and making sure that they're in prison. Any youth serving organization needs to have very strong protections. I mean, what we want them to have is an independent duty to do these investigations and get the molesters out of the organization.
Well, I know for one thing, I'm sure everyone hopes that this kind of public reporting of this could begin to make some difference. We're going to leave it there. Marissa Kwiatkowski, Nancy Hogshead-Makar, we thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And in other Olympics news, this evening, the International Olympic Committee approved the entry of 271 Russian athletes for the Rio Games. They had faced questions as to whether or not Russian athletes would be banned due to allegations of doping.